You're listening to SBS News.
Melburnians Vildan Ozer and her husband Alex have mixed feelings as they plan a long-delayed trip home to Turkey next year to visit family. Like any travellers, they love a favourable exchange rate. The Turkish lira has dropped more than 40% against the Australian dollar in less than 3 months. $1 is now buying 9.5 lira compared to 6 lira in September. Vildan is excited.
Probably will be going away to stay in a sort of like a nice hotel, a bit longer than what we originally planned.
We might invite a few extra family members to join us and then enjoy the, you know, benefits of the extra value that we can get with the Australian dollar.
It's good business for their Melbourne travel agent, Marcus Fallet.
Right now, with the Australian dollar being very strong against the Turkish lira, you could have a holiday like a king in Turkey. Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the Melbourne couple knows that while they enjoy the benefits, the falling lira is painful to many of Turkey's 85 million strong population. There, the official inflation rate has soared to 21% as the low currency drives up the price of imported goods. It's creating an economic crisis, with workers on the minimum wage being the hardest hit and unions asking the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for wage increases. These days, it's common to see images from Istanbul of people queuing for cheap bread. Vildan Ozer says her relatives in Turkey are constantly helping people around them.
Some of my family friends are talking about, you know, they're not being able to pay the bills and they're not being able to, you know, buy the things that they were able to enjoy buying. Putting the food on the table is much more important now than, any other time. And I think all of a sudden people who used to call themselves sort of like just about managing okay become just below the poverty line.
The Turkish currency has lost around half its value against the US dollar this year, much of that in November alone. But the slide began much earlier, with economists pointing to years of President Erdogan pursuing his unconventional inflation theories. To fight inflation, most countries raise interest rates, but the president has pushed Turkey's central bank to do the opposite. He argues that higher rates actually fuel inflation. And since September, rates have fallen from 19% to 15%, with another cut expected later this month. Dr. Anas Iktate of the Australian National University's Centre for Arab and Islamic Studies is just one of many economists who have watched with growing alarm.
So these really describe the unorthodox economic approach of Erdogan's government. It's very difficult to explain the reasons behind cutting interest rates, particularly when there are high inflation rates, but this is the policy that Erdogan has been pursuing since 2017.
Since 2019, the president has removed three central bankers who tried to raise interest rates. It's led foreign investors to lose confidence in the lira, but also in the central bank's ability to act independently. So, investors are buying less lira to invest in Turkey, further weakening the currency. The conservative Mr. Erdogan also uses religion as justification for his approach, calling higher interest rates the mother and father of all evil in a 2018 interview. According to financial principles rooted in Islam, charging interest on debts is seen as riba or usury and therefore sinful. Economics professor Vesel Ulusoy of Istanbul's Yeditepe University says this makes no economic sense.
By lowering the interest rate, he is trying to make the people, religious people, stay with him during the process. At the end, we are going to be achieving the election eventually.
Presidential elections are due in 2023. For now, the fast rising cost of living has led to sliding popularity for Mr. Erdogan's ruling Justice and Development Party. Professor Ulusoy leads an independent research group that calculates inflation to be closer to 60% than the current official figure of 21%. In February, the main government statistics body, the Turkish Statistical Agency, filed a criminal complaint against the inflation research group. Later, the finance minister accused the group of spreading misleading data, which he said could be used by opposition parties. Professor Ulusoy says he hopes the investigation will become a legal case that reaches open court.
My feeling and the public feeling is that they are trying to change the numbers, and they are changing the numbers. Many foreign companies, based on Turkey as well, are writing to us to get the inflation rate that we are calculating, so that they are indicating that they are going to be increasing the wage rate of the people who are working in Turkish, in Turkey for them.
SBS approached the Turkish embassy in Canberra for comment, but received no response. President Erdogan argues that lower interest rates and a weaker currency should accelerate economic growth, exports and employment. At a Turkish dessert bar in Sydney's Inner West, owner Nev Bagrianik says he sees some sense in that idea. He worked in textiles in Turkey in the early 2000s.
When the lira was low, business was great because we used to export a lot. So we were a very interesting country. Geographically, where Turkey is positioned, I think it finds itself in a really great position to actually supply European countries with manufacturing. So they could be like the small China.
However, Dr. Anas Iktat of the ANU sees key differences from the early 2000s. Today, he says, inflation is broader based globally, while higher energy and other manufacturing costs experienced by factories will outweigh any competitive advantage they would enjoy from a lower currency.
A lower Turkish lira, while it may be viewed by some as an encouragement for higher Turkish exports, most likely what will happen is that costs by Turkish or accrued by Turkish manufacturers will make it extremely difficult for them to remain competitive and to achieve one of Erdogan's goals, which is to become the China of Europe.
Back in Melbourne, travel agent Marcus Vallée is feeling the impact of the currency crisis in a different way. In 2013, he bought an apartment in the central Cappadocia region for his retired mother to live in.
I probably spend just around $110,000 on just an apartment flat. And when we look at the value of it, surely it's gone up into Turkish lira from the day that we bought it in. But when you convert the value of it into Australian dollars, we have seen around 30 to 40% loss.
At the same time, he says, there are fresh buying opportunities.
You could be spending as little as $50,000, $60,000 and you could be buying yourself a nice two or three bedroom apartment flat in various parts of the country. It could work both ways. It could be either an opportunity for the real investor and it's perfect time for them to go in there and put some money in there. But at the same time, we're looking and seeing people that they're just holding off from making those big investments at the moment.